Steve Jobs didn't just create products, he created experiences. In a world of wires, dull plastics, and clunky interfaces, he brought elegance, silence, flow. He made technology beautiful. And that wasn't an accident. It was intentional creativity at its finest. When others focused on features, Jobs focused on feeling. While competitors listed specs, he asked, how will it make people feel? That single creative question shaped the iPod, the iPhone, the iMac, even the Apple Store. Jobs didn't invent smartphones. He reimagined them. He wasn't just a CEO. He was a curator, a storyteller, a minimalist who saw poetry in simplicity, a rebel who believed the customer didn't always know what they wanted until they felt it. And the magic? It was in the little things. The way the iPhone box opened slowly, with tension. The way every Apple device just works. The blank space in design. The absence of clutter. The soft glow of the logo. Steve didn't lead with logic. He led with intuition. And that made all the difference. Closing message. Creativity is the boldness to trust your taste. Steve Jobs once said, creativity is just connecting things. But he also proved that creativity is trusting your eye, your taste, your instincts. Even when the world doesn't get it yet, you don't need to be a designer to be creative. You just need to care deeply about what you're building and have the courage to do it your own way. In whatever field you find yourself, tech, media, art, education, fashion, food, farming, the edge is never in doing more. The edge is in doing it differently. Creativity isn't decoration, it's direction. So don't wait to be qualified. Don't wait to be perfect. Just begin with vision, with feeling, with intention. Because like Jobs proved, the ones who dare to think different are the ones who make everything different. I am Olajide Oshiberiro.